Hey, we're back. Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds, elevating faith. We're trying to bring a little bit of light to a dark world, one episode at a time. My name is John. I'm your host today. But guess what? I don't do it alone. Got my boy Josh with me. What's up, Josh?
What's up, man? How you doing, buddy? How you doing?
Oh, bless. Episode 11 already, Josh.
It's flying by, man.
Man. Episode 11. Today, episode 11, when the flame flickers. What we're talking about is how to keep going when you feel burnt out. That's what today is all about. And also, you guys don't forget that we're over on YouTube. You go to YouTube, you go into the search bar, and you put the at symbol and Light It Up Live, at Light It Up Live over on YouTube. Josh, are you over there on YouTube? Are we live on YouTube now?
I'm looking at it. It doesn't look like it has actually started over there for some reason, but...
We'll work the kinks out.
Yeah, we'll get it worked out.
We'll work it out. And eventually, tomorrow, we'll be rebroadcasted on Spotify. We'll be rebroadcasted on YouTube. We're live on Facebook right now. We're live on Twitch. If you guys are over on Facebook, man, send us a comment. And we'd love to see your comments and be a part of the show. And you can interact with us, man. Episode 11, when the flame flickers, man. We got a special best guest today again, buddy.
Yeah,
we got some special guests. My boy. My friend, Marv, Brother Marv, I call him Brother Marv, Marvin McClough, I think you pronounce it. He's going to be joining us today after the Josh's Spotlight segment, man. So that's exciting. Again, you guys, don't forget to go to the YouTube channel, man, and hit that subscribe button. What the show title name is Light It Up Live. We always like to explain where we pulled that name from. My good friend Impact came up with the name, and it was awesome. I just added live to it. And here we are at Light It Up Live. We pulled it from Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw the light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. That's what we're trying to do here on Light It Up Live, man. We're trying to bring a little bit of light into a dark world, one episode at a time. Again, this is episode 11, when the flame flickers. How's your day been going, my brother? Your flame been flickering at all today?
Yeah, it's been flickering a little bit. Been all over the place. Actually had to work today on my day off. That ain't normal, but you know, it was a good day. Yeah, hot as Hades out, of course. You know,
hot as Hades. How hot is Hades?
I don't know. It's hot though. At least my grandma said so. Yeah, she'd always say it, so I just assumed she wasn't lying. You know, grandmas don't lie.
The reason why I think it's I came up with this topic I wanted to talk about. The reason why I think it's so important because there's a lot of people out there that are in silence. They're quietly feeling like that they're burnt out or spiritually exhausted. And I wanted to do this show to let people know that even when your light is, you know, I mean, when your flame is flickering, it still lights up. It still lights up a dark room. God is still there for you. He still cares a lot. Even if you're questioning your faith, God still cares. God still loves you. He's still there for you. And it's okay. It's okay to feel that way. It's normal. And I think, Josh, I think it's important that we let people know just because that's the metaphor here, the flame flickering. And just because they're feeling like their faith is getting dim, that it doesn't mean they failed, right? You know, that's what our message is today, right? It's okay to feel that way, right, dude?
Yeah, as long as the fire don't go out. You know what I mean? And it's up to you to make sure, you know? Because, I mean,
oh, man.
How's it go? The Lord is our shepherd, right? You know what I'm saying? He is our shepherd. And, it's going to happen. Your flame's going to flicker. There's ups and downs. You know what I mean?
Amen.
No matter what, we're not getting out, you know what I'm saying, without it. So, and that's what helps shape your faith anyway. How many flickers you have, man, makes you stronger. One of them flickers are like the changer too. It'll take you from this life to that life. I mean, they say all men live, well, women too, live two lives, you know, until they realize they only have one. So It's just Amen, the way it is.
brother.
Amen.
So we got a special guest today, man. Like I was saying, my brother Marv, and I'll explain once he comes on. He's fireman. He's a he's an inspirational speaker, a motivational speaker. He's an evangelist. He's such a good friend of mine. When he comes on, I'll explain how I met Brother Marv. And wait until you hear him preach. He's so amazing. I can't wait for you to meet him, dude.
I can't wait to meet him.
He's such a great guy. But guess what?
What happened? Are you going to do that?
Guess what?
Come on, please.
Guess what time it is? It's time for my favorite segment. And
it's
my favorite. And it's time for my favorite song. It's time for Johnson Spotlight.
Okay. You know what time it is. It's time for Josh's Spotlight.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, boy.
All right. I like this segment, right? It is.
What's your spotlight about today, Josh?
Yeah, my spotlight's about good old Hulk Hogan. You know what I'm saying? You talk about flame flickers. Well, I'm telling you what, there's a lot of people in the world whose flame was flickering. And this guy, I mean, there's controversy around his name, but other than that, he changed a lot of people, man. Like he was a big part of my childhood. He taught me a lot of great things, a lot of great values in life. You know what I'm saying? Love you, brother. He was baptized about 8 months ago. Him and his wife, and I mean, just we've lost so many great people this year, you know. And I don't want to express too much, you know what I'm saying? Because I was a Macho Man Randy Savage fan, but you know what I'm saying. I'm telling you what, man, Hulk Hogan was a good number two for me, you know. And I just can't believe he's gone. Was you a Hogan fan?
Yeah, I was a Hulkamaniac, brother.
Yeah, heck yeah, brother. I remember I told my mama one time, like, let me tell you something, brother. And she gave me a look, and I never said it again. So, yeah, she's like, she don't care. I love her. But, yeah, I mean, and it's just his flame flickered for the last time. But,
yeah,
it definitely didn't go out. It's not out all the way. He's going to see his family again. I know that. And I feel bad for the. For the diehard fans that really looked up to this man, and
they left some kids behind too. Yeah,
yes, lots of kids, and I don't know, man. There's my boy. There's my macho man right there. He was like, oh,
brother,
brother.
For you guys on iHeartRadio, you're gonna have to check our YouTube channel out to see the pictures, Josh. Josh for a spotlight right now. He's actually putting up a reel of pictures from back in Hogan's prime, and it's pretty incredible. Go to the YouTube channel at Light It Up Live and check it out.
Yeah, like this picture here was like one of my favorites because I didn't realize how small Sylvester Stallone actually is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know Hulk Hogan's about 6'7" or something. I think like that, something like that. But I mean, every time we saw Sylvester Stallone in anything, he was just huge. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but that's my spotlight, Mr. Bacon. That's my spotlight.
Josh's spotlight, awesome. Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Oh,
thank
no problem.
You. I love Josh's spotlight.
Hey, I got to. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, my brother, we got us a special guest.
Yes.
And we do, man. We got us a special guest. This man. Yeah, he's a close friend of mine, man. We haven't talked in a while, but every time I call, he answers the phone. He's a evangelist. He's a inspirational speaker, motivational speaker. He's a wonderful man of God. I want you to give a warm welcome for my brother Marvin McClough, man. Welcome to the show, my brother Marv. Brother Marv.
Hey.
How we doing, bud?
Oh, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, bless.
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate that, man. Seriously.
Absolutely, my brother. When I thought of this topic, and I'll think of certain topics, and I'll, you know, me and Josh happen to work together, and he always hears it first. And I always, you know, on my own, I'll sit and I'll think. And some topics, you know, it makes me think of certain people, you know, and I'll call them up and see if they could join the show. And you were the man I thought of when I thought about the when the flame flickers, because this is episode 11. It's when the flame flickers is the title today, brother Marv. So I wanted to talk about it a little bit, man, and let people know that it's normal, you know what I mean, to feel a certain way, you know what I mean, that when you're starting to lose faith, you know what I mean, it doesn't mean that you failed.
Right. Right.
So I really wanted to talk about that, man, and that's why we got you on here, man. That how I met my boy, Brother Marv. I call him Brother Marv. I'll never stop doing it till the day I'm gone. I call him Brother Marv. I actually met him on the TikTok app, Josh. I actually met him on that app, and we just clicked immediately, man. And we had a lot in common, you know what I mean? We had a lot of beliefs. And a lot of disbeliefs in certain things that we won't get into that ruffled a couple of feathers. but yeah, we clicked and we started doing a Christian live over there on TikTok. And we did it for quite a few nights where we was actually sending off people gifts, you know, and everything was from the Bible.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And it was a pretty amazing time. So, Brother Barfra, yeah. I got a first question I got for you, man, is, can you think of a time that your flame was really dim, and now looking back on it, you can see that, man, God really relit that flame for me, man. Do you got a time in specific that you could think about right now that you could share with people?
Oh, man. A time, several times.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Several times, but one particular time that I could think of that really hit me was when I lost the mother of my child. So when I lost my son's mother in what was that, July 19th, it just passed her death anniversary. July 19th in 2019. And I was established in my faith, you know, walking with God, and I lost her. And I did all the Christian things to do, right? Like I prayed, I believed, I made statements as far as God, I know she's gonna be healed and this, that, and the third, and she still died. And you would think, like, in a moment like that, how many like questions, and having a 9-year-old son at that time, knowing that I'm a man of faith. Now imagine this for a minute. You have your son knowing that you're a man of faith, and he's telling you, Dad, pray for my mom, bring her back. I know you could bring her back, and she's gone. So in that moment of all these emotions hitting me, my faith hitting me, life hitting me, working at the job that I work with people struggling in addiction. So all that hit me at once. It crippled me, and it put me in a spot where I was like, I'm almost ready to just give up. Like, I was like, I don't even know if I could do this. But because of God and how much I was growing in God before this time happened, that's what sustained me. I didn't have a prayer to say that day when I got the phone call. I didn't have a scripture to read. It was almost like everything I did beforehand, it was in me and I rested on that. But I didn't know in that time that I was resting in that. In that time, I thought I was weak and vulnerable and life was over, but I didn't know because of all the work that I was doing beforehand that I was actually laying down on that work when I was grieving through that process.
Wow, man, how powerful, you know, and now something like that, you can look back upon and actually use it as a testimony. And that's like one of those, it's kind of like one of those small acts of faith, a small act of faith that you can do now is share that testimony to let people know right now that, you know, when their flames flicker, and you can, you know, kind of share that story and like, hey, brother, my flame was flickering, You know, man, I thought it was about to be snuffed out, but man, I'm here to tell you that it's okay. It's okay to feel that way. It's okay to get angry like that. It's all right. God still loves you. God still really, really cares for you. Even though that you're losing faith in him, he's not giving up on you. Even though you're giving up on him, he will never give up on you.
Yes, John. Yep.
And I think that's why it's so important for this topic today. Josh, what about you, bud? Can you think of a time that, of course, it's metaphorically, you know, I mean, can you think of a time that your flame was flickered, man, and you kind of lost faith in God, kind of lost faith in everything, and then now come to find out, man, it was just dim, you know, man, there was still a lot of light there, you know what I mean? Now, can you look back on it and see the blessing?
Like Marvin said, there's a lot of them, you know what I mean? His comment on what he was saying, that's one of those faith changing kind of moments. Like that can either make or break you, man. That could make you lean closer to God or just, you know, reject it altogether. How can somebody that loves me so much take so much from me when I am the one that loves him back just the same? You know what I mean? I honestly haven't had a flicker like that. Like, honestly. But you know, there's been a couple of times that I've made mistakes in my life. My freedom was, you know what I'm saying, at stake. And I'm not a bad guy in any way. I just made dumb decisions. And those flickers right there, you know what I'm saying, those changed my life. Those made me completely aware of how much your freedom's worth, how much your life's worth, and how short it is. And I got no time to give nobody, you know what I mean, like that, you know, at a place I don't want to be. So, I mean, I think the worst is the worst that I've ever had a flicker really was we had a stillborn baby at one time, and that took a while to get through. You know what I mean? It's a little different when it's like, you know what I mean, instead of like, I know a lot of parents have the SIDS syndrome thing happens to where they actually are holding their baby and they're loving their baby. This happened in the womb, so it was hard just the same, but it was different. But I mean, like, if we had took the ease away, we wouldn't be the people we are today, right? And that's what that flicker does. It really does. So,
yes,
Wow. That's where I'm at. Yeah,
that's a powerful testimony there, brother. I mean, I know that God kind of specializes. You know what I mean? It's breathing life and to what feels almost gone. That's like his specialty, you know. I mean, when you're at your weakest, that's when he makes you your strongest. If that makes sense, Brother Marv, do you know what I mean? When you're at your weakest, that's when he will pull from that, and he will pour into you, and he will find the strength in that.
Yes,
and I think it's important to come on here and share our stories and tell people about, you know, about the flickering flame, you know, because our flames do flicker, Brother Marv. I don't care what any Christian says. You do go through times to where you doubt what God is doing for you. You do. You just do. And if a Christian tells me right now, I never doubt him, then I'm going to call you a liar. I've never doubted him in my life. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. We all do, because we're human. That's our skin getting in the way, you know. But so I think it's important for us to come here and let people know that, Brother Marv. I know you got some scripture lined up for you, man. You got the scripture that you could talk about this, man. Preach to me, Brother Marv. Get me there, man.
Well, you know, like you said too, like even with fear, right? We're all human, and there's things that make us afraid. Like you said, if anybody says they're not afraid, or it'd be like, come on. But there's a thing where you could fear and move forward. You could doubt and move forward. Like there's times where, right, you're like, God, I don't know if you really do, but I'm still gonna move forward versus I'm gonna doubt and move backwards, you know, because there's times where I'm like, God, I don't know you. I feel like you're not there. But deep down inside, I know you're there, and I'm still going to move. I'm about to doubt forward, even if that makes sense. Like I'm doubting, but I'm moving forward with this, You know, like I'm afraid to take this next step, but I'm going to take this step. I would be lying to just tell you, oh, yeah, I'm about to just walk on faith and this, that, and a third. No, I'm not there. But guess what? I'm being honest to tell you I am about to take this step, but I'm petrified to take this step. You know, so there's that place of just like, you know, even when we fall, fall forward. Don't fall backwards. Fall forward. Yeah, cry forward. Be depressed forward. Don't just go backwards with it. You know what I mean? And God's word is what sustains us. And it's what sustained me during that time. You know, I'll go to John 16:33, and it's one of my favorites. And this is Jesus talking. And he says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So he promises us, like, I think sometimes as believers, we don't want to go through nothing. We want to just, we don't want our flame to be flickered. We just want to make sure everybody's healed. Make sure I get the job. Make sure I get the house. Make sure my this happens. And it's like, no, Jesus says that, listen, Marvin, in this world, listen, John, listen, my brother up there. I can't get his name. And I just, Josh. No, I apologize. Josh, I don't see it. Listen, Josh, it's like, no, you're going to have tough times. But I like what he says. He says, in me, you will have peace. So in that faith in him, through the process of losing a loved one, through the process of losing a job, through the process of going through a divorce, through whatever, in him, you can have enough strength. Like you were saying, John, earlier, when we're weak, it's in him that we're strong. It's actually one of his specialties, John, when you're at the weakest point in your life, it's no longer you that can do it. So God's like, finally, now you can move out the way and let me show you why I'm called God, so that I can carry you through this. A lot of the times as humans, we want to rely on ourselves and incorporate God. But God will let us sometimes run out of ourselves where you can't do it no more on your own. So he's like, let me show you why I'm called God. If you guys are going to call me God, let me show you why I'm called God. I'm about to carry you through this storm, because you are not about to make it through this in your own. But if you trust in me, and if you cry to me, and if you're weak in me, and if you bring that depression to me, watch what I do. And then you see 4 months later or however, you're walking around like, brother John, I don't know how I got through that. Josh, man, I don't feel the same way I felt 3 months ago, because he carried you through there. And Josh said something very important before he shared. He said, there's a moment with some situations where it's either going to make you or it's going to break you. And those are sometimes very scary, but they're very good, because 9 times out of 10, if you're strong in your faith, it's going to make you, and it's going to make you stronger. So when the next opposition comes, you're actually more stronger in it, because you're like, I've been there before. I've been in this same spot before, and I know I was able to overcome it. So yes, I could be here, and yes, I'm going to cry. Yes, I'm mad. Yes, I'm upset, but I'm going to get through this. Well, why? Because I got through the last storm with God. So I know I'll get through this next one.
Yeah. Like pretty much like, look, my glass was half full before, it's half full again, and I'm going to make it. You know what I'm saying?
Josh.
I'm going to make it forward. Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? Ooh. Yeah. And John, real quick, so I could add, I'll show you how God is still strategic and so wise in what he does, because before the mother of my child passed away, he was already training me almost as if he knew this was going to happen. So mind you, I'm a weekend dad. When my son's mom is around, I'm a weekend dad. So I only get him on the weekends. I don't really know what it's like to have him full time. So there comes a point where my son's mom, right before she passes away, she gets locked up for 6 months. She goes away. I had to get full custody of my son. I was scared. I'm like, I don't know how to take care of a kid. He's 9 years old. How am I going to get him to school? Making sure his dentist, actually this time gave me a lot of respect for women out there. I learned a lot of respect for women when I had to take care of my son full time. I was like, wow, Mother's Day is bigger than one day. It really is bigger than one day. The role of a mom is just so, like, I'm like, wow. So in that process, John, Josh, I'm learning how to take care of my son. And after like a month of everything and me being afraid, I'm scared, God, how am I going to take care of this kid? God started showing me that I can take care of him. So after 6 months, he's living with me. I got him in school. I'm bringing him here. I know what to do as a dad. I'm full time. She comes home. So now when she comes home, my son, you know, he loves his mom. Like, he loves his dad, but yo, he loves his mom. He's like, Dad, can I go live back with my mom? I was like, buddy. He's like, come on, Dad. I was like, all right. I let him. I was like, go ahead, go back with your mom. You know what I mean? And 2 weeks later, she passed away. So 2 weeks later, she passed away. But this time, when she passed away, God knew I was ready to take him full time because I just had him full time. So even in the midst of all that heartache, imagine if I didn't have that time before that and taking care of him, I would have been a shipwreck. She lost him. I don't know how to take care of him. I would have been a wreck. The good thing was when she passed, I already had everything set up at my house for him. So it was easy for me to transition him and continue to pick up where we left off. So God still was training me in a time where I didn't even know I was being trained. So there's things that happen in our lives where things is happening and you don't even know why, but it always works out for the good, which brings me up to my next scripture, Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And notice it says all things, not some things.
Come on.
Well, no, brother, not this. No, not some things. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. You might have did some wrong things, but because you love the Lord, it's going to work together. You might have did some foul things, but because you love the Lord, it's going to work together. So he specializes in cleaning up our messes. Like what I love too, as us as fathers, I don't know if Josh has children, but us as parents, you know, we don't like it, but we know how to clean up our child's mess and put them back on the right spot. That's what our father does. He's like, dang, Marvin. You messed up big time this time, but I got this. You're going to have some consequences, but I'm going to clean up this mess for you, and I'm still going to love you the same. So through all our flame flickering moments, there's actually molding. There's actually strength being built in weakness. Strength is built in weakness. Crying actually shows strength. To me, when I see somebody that's strong all the time and they don't express their emotions, you're actually showing me how weak you are. But when I see somebody that's vulnerable and they can cry in front of me, I'm like, that's a strong individual right there.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Ain't got nothing bottled up. I tell you what you just said, there was a moment that God was actually there that you didn't even realize. When that little boy said, right. He said, hey, can I go? I want to stay back with mom. And you said, yes, bro, that'll resonate with that child the rest of his life. You know what I mean?
I just thought, thank you, Josh. I didn't even have that. Absolutely. And Josh, now that you say that, I gave him time to be with her.
With his mom that before, last 2 weeks. Yes.
And didn't even know. Wow, Josh. Thanks for pointing that out. That's big. I got to write that down when we get off this thing. Wow, Josh. Wow.
Brother Marv, that just hit me too. That gave him time to be with
him. If you'd have said no, he'd have been like, and then she passed away. That could have went totally wrong.
Gave him time to be. You just said gave him time to be with her, and that really just hit me too. Now I can talk about a really time for me when my flame was flickering. I don't like to talk about this because I get emotional, but
alrighty,
it was when my father had passed away, and I got really upset with God. I've never admitted that to anybody, but I got angry with him. I just had left church, and I was eating breakfast, and I get a phone call from my mother saying, something is wrong with your dad. He wants you to come here. I'm like, well, why don't you call an ambulance, Mom? He wants you to be here. He wants you to take him. So I drop my breakfast, and I go there as fast as I possibly could, and I get there. And he's holding his hand on his heart. And I'll never forget, I put my hand on the back of his head. And I could still feel his hair, but he took his last breath. Put his head in my hand. And I was mad at God, Josh, Marv. I was mad. I was upset. Like, why didn't you give me enough time to get him to the hospital? How could you do this to me? How could you let him die in my hands? But you know what he did for me? He gave me enough time to go say goodbye.
Amen. Amen.
He gave me enough time to hold him one last time while he was still breathing on this earth.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Wow.
He let it happen when I was clean and sober. So I was even coherent enough to be able to go there and say goodbye while he was still breathing.
Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah. It wasn't that he didn't give me enough time to take him to the hospital. He gave my dad more time. So that I could get there from that breakfast restaurant.
Wow. Wow.
And on top of it, afterwards, my flame was still flickering. Afterwards, I was like, God, I don't know. I was saying it out loud, going to my dad's things. God, I think I've told you this before, Marv. I don't know if my father went to heaven or not. Man, would you please give me a sign? I literally said this. This is a true story. I'm not making this up.
I remember this.
I don't know if my father went to heaven or not. I don't know, Lord. Could you please give me a sign? I don't know if he went to heaven. I'm going to his things. I've never heard my dad talk about Jesus or God or church, except for he's picking on him, how they drive. He's past church. But I've never heard him talk about it my entire life. Well, I'm going through his things. And in the bottom of this drawer, I'm going through his clothes and we're going through his things. In the bottom of this drawer was this large vanilla envelope. And I said, Mom, what is this? Mind you, they've been married for over 50 years. She said, I've never seen that before in my life, son. I have no idea. I open it up, and inside of it is pictures. I forget the name of the movie, but it was pictures from a movie about Jesus, and it was pictures of the disciples, and it was pictures of Jesus on the mountain, and it was pictures of Jesus walking through the city with the cross. I got chills all over my body and said, thank you, Jesus. He just told me that my father went to heaven.
Yeah.
I could tell you my flame was no longer dim after that. My flame was no longer flickering after all that. You know, after I had time to really think about that. You know what I mean? And how dare I doubt, you know what I mean? And not put my faith where my mouth is, I should say. But yeah, that was a time. That was a time, Brother Marv. That was a good. That was a time.
Yeah,
man.
I remember you sharing that too. That was powerful. When you shared that, like how God revealed that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a true story, man. That is literally a true story. I couldn't believe it when I pulled that in there, and I ain't never heard my dad talk about heaven. You know what I mean? I never heard him talk about it the same way. That's my mom that just commented on Facebook. Actually, she says, I feel the same way. I know that he's in heaven. He is in heaven, Mama. He sure is.
Yeah, Jerry's our number one fan. She's always on the show.
I love my mama.
Gotta love Mama.
Amen.
Gotta love Mama.
But yeah, today, guys, we got my brother Marvin McClough here with us. He's an evangelist and an inspirational speaker, motivational speaker. And then I wanted to bring him on and talk about this topic. And I know that you guys now you can see why we got him on. Man, I really think it's important to let people know, because I bet you there's some people out there right now that their motivation is really feeling low. They feel like their spiritual passion has dimmed. You know what I mean? They're struggling to find that relationship with God, you know what I mean, like it used to be. I think it's important that we let them know that you know what I mean, that still matters to God a lot. It deeply matters to God still. You know what I mean? Just because your flame is flickering, it doesn't mean that he stopped loving you, Marvin. I mean, before you go, man, is there something that you could say to our listeners out there? If there's anybody in the middle of their flame flickering right now, is there something that you could say to them? Because of course it's easy to say, yeah, pick up your Bible, pray. You know, it's easy to say that. You know, is there something that besides just pray? Because that's what I say. You know, is there something that you can say, you know, to maybe help these people get through the storm?
I know what I learned and what I'm still learning each day is that, I mean, let me see if I could use, okay, we're familiar with camping. A fire doesn't stay lit on its own. Like, you got to throw wood on that fire. Mm. And for most of us, unless you're in a severe depression, right? Even though we're going through things, John, have you ever went through so much where there was maybe 3 weeks you went without eating? You usually still will eat. Like, you're still going to eat a sandwich. Josh, right? Yeah, you're still going to get something to drink. Like, what happens with us spiritually is we allow what's going on and we stop feeding ourselves spiritually. And then we get into a place where we're like, well, I feel like this. You stopped. But what's funny, we don't stop feeding the flesh when we're going through stuff. I don't see you not having a drink of water for 40 days because somebody just passed away. You're still going to the restaurants. You're still eating. You're still putting clean. There it is. We're still doing everything we need to do for the flesh, even though we're grieving. But why do we stop doing things for the spirit when we're grieving? Whew. So we got to continue to fuel the spirit the same way. And a lot of times we go through things and we cut off the spirit and we just go like, man, this sucks that this happened. And it's woe is me. And we'll stay there so much and it doesn't produce no life. So what my feedback would be is when you're going through things, yes, you may not be able to pray, right? But call up John, because John can pray. We come together in unity. We got to stop isolating when we're going through things and stop hiding it. We need to be like, hey, John, I'm not going to lie. I'm going through stuff. I don't even feel like reading my Bible. Well, I'm glad you called me, Marvin. What I'm going to do for you right now is, can I say a quick prayer with you, please? This is where we come together as community and we help each other. It says carry each other's burdens. So we got to do this as community sometimes, because you're not going to have enough strength to read your favorite scripture in the time of a loss. You're not going to be able to just hit your knees and pray. No, but what you can do is call somebody that's in a stronger spot than you that can, you know it, lean on me when you're not strong. It says, love thy Lord your God with all your heart and all yourself, and love your neighbor as yourself. We weren't never meant to do this alone. And when we go through things, we try to do it alone. And then we're feeling isolated. And that's where the devil loves to beat people up, is when he wants you to think you don't need to talk to nobody. You're being a burden. Oh, I don't want to reach out to him. He's busy. No, that's a lie. You reach out when you are going through things. And don't just reach out to anybody. Don't call your friends that are drinking every day. Get godly counsel in your life. Call somebody that's godly. Because yes, your friend might be saying, meet me at the bar, let's go get drunk. Or another friend might be like, leave that marriage, it's stupid anyway. Don't call a single friend for a marriage. So make sure you get godly counsel in your life. And when you get God, for real, y'all know the joke. If I call my single friends when I'm going through something in my relationship, you know what my single friends are gonna say. Bro, I told you don't do that. But if I call somebody that's been married for years, you know what they're going to say? Brother, you could get through this. I've been through this with my wife. You just got to boom, boom, boom. So sometimes we got to just pick up that phone, which is so heavy, but pick up that phone and let's not cut off the spirit. Let's feed the spirit even through those dark times. And if you got to feed, here it is. The same way when a child is at a spot where they can't feed themselves, you know how we feed them? You might have to call somebody up because you're not able to feed yourself, and we can help feed you.
Yeah, because I mean, the hunger pains are different. You know, people don't recognize the hunger pains from spiritually. You know, they just don't.
Yes.
And that depression, that, you know, woe is me, that's the pain.
Yes. Just
focus on it. Yeah. I could dig
it. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Brother Marv, man, thank you so much for joining us, man.
No problem, man.
Thank you so much. I know Josh agrees, man. You always have an invite here at Light It Up Live, man. Whenever you want to join us, you come sit down with us, man, and you can hang out with us anytime you want, man. I love you so much. God put our past together for a reason.
Yes, brother. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he absolutely did, man. I've had that Holy Spirit God shot feeling with you several times. Well, I just had it again here today on this show while we were speaking about my dad, while you were speaking several times. So thank you so much, man, for coming on here, guys. Is there anywhere you'd like to send people to? Are you going to speak at any events or anything here in the near future? Is there any platforms, social media, anything you'd like for people to come check out?
Just want to follow me on Coach Marv on TikTok. I'm on Facebook as Molly Marv. And if you're just looking for daily faith inspiration, that's what I do, you know. And before I go, I just want to thank you and Josh for giving me the opportunity to be up here. And I appreciate what you guys are doing, and I'm going to continue to pray for what you guys are doing, you know. And thank you, Josh, for pointing out, highlighting something in my story today that I didn't see. And this is why the beauty of fellowship is so important, because we see what others may not see. I didn't never see that. So I'm like, wow. So that even gives me more, what that did, that little statement produced even more gratitude in my walk now from that situation that I didn't have before. So iron sharpens iron. And in this session right here, we were able to love on each other and sharpen each other. So I appreciate you guys for giving me the opportunity to speak.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Thank you for being here. Amen.
Well, God bless you, Brother Mark. Thank you so much for joining us, man. We'll see you next time, because we're going to be inviting you back, man. Everybody give it up for my boy, Brother Marv. We'll see you soon, brother. God bless you. We love you.
God bless. God bless you.
Brother Marv, Josh. That's my boy, man. Yeah, man. He speaks fire, brother. That's why I wanted to invite him on, you know, about the flicker and flame. And I thought it was real important to have him on. Hey, bud, you got any closing thoughts about today, buddy?
No, it was a good show, I thought. You know what I mean? Yeah, he was a really good speaker. Really good speaker. I mean, good topic, too, because it's like it's something we all suffer from, the flickering of the flame.
And, amen, brother.
Yeah.
My closing thoughts is for people out there. If you feel, you know what I mean, if you feel like your flame's flickering, you don't have to be perfect. You know, you don't always have to feel strong. It's okay to feel tired. What is not okay is to give up. And God can breathe life. God can breathe life back into what feels almost gone. So if you're losing that faith, please listen to me. God can breathe life back into you. Your flame is just flickering. It's not out. So until the next time, you guys, we'll see you again next Saturday night here on Light It Up Live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We hope to see you again at that time. My name's Josh. John, they almost did it. That's my boy, Josh. We'll see you again next week here on Light It Up Live. God bless and much love.
Thank you.
Let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live.